Welcome to the God's Word, My Life Sermon Recap Podcast. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are recapping the sermon from this past Sunday where we talked about Psalm chapter 28. And we learned that if you can trust God for the long term, you can get through the short term. Basically, we looked at a couple stories about some different people who were going through some struggles. They had the call of God on their life. And they ran into issues and problems, and it felt like maybe God wasn't there. You didn't understand what was going on or why God was letting things happen or how you were supposed to get through these struggles. But in these particular stories, we saw that these guys really understood that God was calling them to something long term. And so they kept going, and they saw that God provided for them. And because they had that real trust in God for that long-term vision, they were able to persevere and get through the problems in the short term. And so we face problems all the time in our lives, and often they can become overwhelming because all we see are the short-term problems. But we need to gain and remember the perspective that God's vision is long-term. And if we can trust him with that long-term plan, then he'll do whatever he's got to do to get us to that final goal. And if he's going to do whatever he's got to do to get us to the final goal, that means he will have to get us through the short-term stuff. And so we basically determined that if you can trust God with the long-term, you can get through the short-term. But that requires that we really work on our trust of him. And that may mean starting to trust him. It may be rekindling our trust in him. But if you trust in him, then you will have the strength of God to get through the short-term things. Now, I'm here with Pastor Brad, and so I'm just going to ask him a couple questions and get his perspective on what we talked about. Brad, what stood out to you most about this message?
Well, I think the phrase, if you can trust God for the long term, you can get through the short term, is just what stood out to me the most. It made me think of a bunch of different things. One is how life is both short, but it's also long, right? So there's this expression that we use all the time, oh, life is short, and so live it to the fullest, because it's just going to end like that. And of course, that's true, and that's got value. But at the same time, life is long. And, you know, if the average age of a person is, we'll say, 80, 85, whatever, you know, that's a significant amount of time to do something. And so it's very easy to get caught up in the anxiousness of life and believing that it's so short that, oh, how are we going to get through life? But if God is going to be with us for the long term, if he's there for us in the long term, for our whole lives, then we can trust him in the here and now, in these short moments. I remember this expression, and it's something that Olivia and I have to quote to each other all the time whenever we're kind of feeling that lack of trust or a little bit of that anxiety about life. It's, I know not who... I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future. And of course that's God. And so knowing that he's got our future in his hands, he's got our present in his hands. And so whatever circumstances we find ourselves in right now, whether it's something going on at work, something going on at home, some circumstance, it's just like, oh, God, where are you? I'm having this trouble trusting you. It's like, well, no, like God has you right in his hand. He's got his future. He's got your future in your hand. He's got your present in his hand, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, one of the things that stood out, even as I was writing it and processing it, is remembering to keep things in perspective, and that the short term isn't necessarily even the goal. But when you're dealing with stuff, often we can get into the situation, we think the short term problem is everything that we have going on. And the reality is, the short term problem may be something that ends up leading you where you're supposed to be. And we think, well, if this short-term problem doesn't get solved in a particular way, then I totally lose. But God's not thinking short-term. He's thinking long-term. And he's maybe thinking, you know what? Your basement got flooded because I wanted for you to grow in maturity. Or he may be thinking, and you lost that account because I wanted you to focus on a different account. Or you ended up having trouble finding a car because I didn't want you to get the cars that you wanted to get. Or whatever it is. And so one of the things that I'm even now processing and trying to work through is making sure that I've got that perspective of making sure that I remember that God really is thinking long term. And because of that, even these short term things, it's not about the short term working out the way I want, but it's the assurance that I can get through the short term to get to the long-term victory that God has for me. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where I'm at with it, even today, as I'm still kind of processing. I preach a sermon, but that doesn't really mean anything. I'm just the voice here. It's still hitting me pretty hard even today. Brad, what can we do to dig deeper into this sermon? Are there any passages or any other scriptures that we could maybe investigate to give us another perspective?
All right, so this is a long one, and we'll see how everyone does with this. Okay. But I really want to push people to read Mark chapters 1 through 8. So 8 chapters of the Gospel
of Mark. So half of the Gospel of Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great.
Now, let me explain this. So when you read through the Gospel of Mark, yes, you learn a lot about who Jesus is and his mission and what he's up to. But you also learn a lot about his disciples and just how poorly they misunderstood who Jesus was and what he was up to. Yep. You see, the disciples, they were so concerned with the here and now, with the miracles and with the teachings and everything like that. And they were concerned with Jesus overcoming the Romans and reestablishing the throne of Israel and everything like that. So they were very concerned with short-term, short-sighted issues.
Yep.
But Jesus was up to something a lot more long-term, and that was to go to the cross, which forgave us of all our sins for the entire world. That's a much bigger plan than just a simple, you know, miracle here, healing here, teaching here, just, oh, I'm a good person, and let's just kind of look after the here and now. Jesus was way more concerned with the long term, going to the cross, forgiving our sins, and the disciples, they don't really see that. And so that's really well laid out in the Gospel of Mark, chapters 1 through 8, where again and again, the disciples are concerned with something immediate. And Jesus is like, no, I'm going to be doing something a little bit more than that, a little bit more than that. And it just kind of slowly brings his disciples into a deeper understanding of all that. And then at the end of chapter 8 and into chapter 9, Jesus reveals fully what his plan is. And that is, again, to go to the cross, forgive the world of its sin, and to start a brand new kingdom that is unlike anything else in the world. Something way bigger than any one of us or any one of his disciples could imagine at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. I would also suggest maybe reading the last few chapters of Genesis when it starts talking about Joseph, because Joseph is one of those classic stories of somebody that goes through hard time after hard time after hard time, all the way until Genesis chapter 50, when you find out that he went through all those hard short-term things in order to actually rescue his family. And if he hadn't gone through those short-term problems, and some of those short-term problems were actually years, but in the grand scheme of things, they were short-term. If he hadn't gone through that, then really the nation of Israel wouldn't be what it is. They wouldn't have survived because everyone would have starved to death. And so if you're interested in that, just look at the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. And to give you another example of this idea of trusting God for the long term and getting through the short term. Brad, how has this sermon challenged you?
Well, if I could get real and maybe vulnerable for a moment, I would say this. So as the new guy coming into, you know, a new town, new house, new church, new everything, basically, it's very easy to get caught up in the here and now and in the immediate, just trying to get established and get settled and get oriented and all of those immediate things. And in the process of doing that, it's easy to forget about the long term and get distracted by the immediate. And so it challenged me to kind of remember that there is a long-term goal, that there's a long-term mission that's here for me and my wife and for the church. And it's not only about the immediate. And so just trying to get over some of those humps, I guess, in transitioning here. But certainly that's challenged me greatly to go, yep, there's more going on than just what concerns me and what concerns getting here. God is up to something far, far bigger than that. And I want to make sure that I'm focused and paying attention to what God wants to do over the long term.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, I think I already spoke to this, but for me, it's really to gaining that perspective. And even as Heidi and I are going through different things and trying to figure out certain problems, and like one of the situations we're in right now is we're looking at changing vehicles. The boys are getting bigger. Mm. We hope to have more kids, so we need a bigger vehicle for that, and trying to hunt that down and find the right one. And there's a lot of that pressure that goes along with vehicles and making the right decision, because it's a lot of money, and you don't want to get stuck with the wrong vehicle, because then you're just, anyways, you don't need to hear all about that. But there's stuff like that I need to remember, that these issues aren't what life is all about, and this isn't the end goal of anything. And that sometimes when God is saying no to certain things or things aren't working, that's because he's got a different plan that's better. And I just keeping all that perspective, even going through those sometimes mundane and sometimes stupid stressors and frustrations that just kind of consume my every thought, is really making sure that I remember that this isn't all about the decisions I'm making. It's about what God is up to, and I need to be more aware of what he's up to and where he's going, and trust him, and actually trust him, not trust me to make the right decisions, but trust him to be able to get me where he wants me, and being okay with things not going according to my plan, and being okay with letting him drive the bus and figure out all those details of life. And yeah, just reminding myself, I've got to trust him with the long term. And if I can trust him with the long term, then these short term questions, they're not as big as I make them out to be.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today. You can find more information about the Amherst Wesleyan Church at www.amherstwesleyan.com.